Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Feels good. We love our city.
Gold 92.5. This is the podcast, and here's an equation for you. The podcast equals the pod doll.
Now, you love this.
Welcome to the dog.
Yeah. It's sad because this is the last pod dog because it's Elle's last day.
Don't be sad.
This is sad. Yeah. That's the last dog.
But who was your last dog? See, my last dog was...
Oh, don't go there.
It was Ducky the dog. I lost that in the my last divorce.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, she took that. I was happy to give it away, to be honest.
Oh, don't, Ducky.
You've got
no,
love.
What about the greyhound?
Oh, you had a greyhound called Doorstep. It won a couple of races.
Doorstep?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a greyhound with a broken leg that was $3,000 to fix. It wasn't even mine. It was my ex's.
Jade, a beautiful dog.
Who was your last dog?
She ran faster than me with a splint on a leg.
I know.
No, Ace Frehley, the lassie dog.
Oh.
He only had one testicle. I can say that. It's a pod dog.
Okay.
And it got really... that big, he couldn't walk. Oh, this is traumatic.
No, no, it is.
Who was your last dog?
We had a Daisy. Yeah, we had a couple of dogs. Susie. My first ever dog was Fred.
You
saw Fred get run over right next to me on the tricycle. Okay.
No, this is intense. Okay.
No, I know.
Is not for radio or a pod dog.
No.
Okay.
Well, you started this.
There's no more pod dog.
Hey,
no more Daisy.
Big podcast.
It is. Plenty on the show. I want to do a spray on some of the technology. Because we're missing out on some of the great things. They're getting shipped to the side and we're not respecting them. Also, a bit of inside information. A bit of sport as well going around. I just don't like how the players, I think, are blaming too much.
All right, look, there's a woman, a local woman from Varsity Lakes. You can buy her friendship for $35 a head, and don't think that's cheap because that's all you get.
What?
A bit of friendship. What a rip-off. We'll be chatting about that. And also, the motion, the ocean with Married at First Sight last night. Why all the tears and were they warranted? No, they weren't.
Here it comes. The pod dog.
Bye, Al.
Bridge and Spider.
Bye, mate.
Gold 92.5. It's terrible.
We're so loose.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
You know I'm obsessed with Aldi, and my deal is living down the Tweed way. Well, you know, down the southern end, I go to the one at the Tweed because that way they sell alcohol as well, and it's a lot cheaper. Trust me.
It's so good when supermarkets, and I often say that in New Zealand, you can buy your basic alcohol from the supermarket, which is great. Your beer and wine, so you don't have to go to a whole different store.
And of course, there's all the crap in the middle aisles. I shouldn't say crap, but there's a lot of stuff. And it's more than food. And that's very bad because Jamie, my fiancé, and I were exactly the same. We always buy stuff we don't need. Mm. But what have you bought from Aldi that you love? From the middle aisle.
I've never been to Aldi, but Cherie gets that honey nut crunch one, which tastes a little bit more burnt. I like it.
No, but as in, I bought a whippersnapper from there.
Yeah.
Special.
Oh, okay.
Gardening gloves. We've bought a pair of gardening gloves.
Yes.
And they have lasted for, I reckon,
See?
5 or 6 years.
Well, tomorrow... Yeah. Tradies, it's all about you. All your long sleeve drill shirts, your hoodies, your fluoro stuff, $18.99 for the fluoro. Your heavy duty work belt, $8.99. Steel cap twin gusset work boot. $34.99. All the socks.
Value.
A high pressure attachment for $14. I mean, you can have a wet dry cordless vacuum cleaner for $34.
Really?
Your car mats, your seat covers. It is a man's heaven, which means. I will be doing the shopping tomorrow. There is no way JD's going anywhere near the place. But guess what sold out in 10 seconds?
Oh, yeah, we tried to have a guess before. Yeah. I was off the mark.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't think.
People lined up from 8 a.m. in the rain for this. They were gone in 10 seconds, elbows out, everyone in, pile on for a RoboVac. You know those round vacuum cleaners that are robots and they just go around and clean the house and get under everything and they...
And then they end up going back to its station.
They creep me out. So these sold for I think it was like just around $200 or whatever, which is pretty good. But they just creep me out. I've been at a mate's house just having a cup of tea, having no idea this thing slid out from under the couch, spilled my cuppa. I just think they're odd, they're creepy. I think there's cameras in them. I used to be really, as a kid, freaked out with a creepy crawly in the pool. I was told by my sisters there was a little man in there driving around in it.
You know what would be funny though?
What?
if you actually put the station where it goes back to near the dishwasher. Because then you can just sit on the couch, put your plate on it, and know eventually it's going to head back to the dishwasher.
Haven't you looked up YouTube for how many animals ride them?
Oh, do they?
There's all kittens and stuff. People put their puppies on and they're going around. But I just find them super creepy. I reckon, and they always just run into the wall and run into the wall. And they're like the Homer Simpson of vacuum. They're like, run into the wall.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Home of comedy right here with Bridge and Spider, the only place you will hear this guy, the always very funny Limo, star of TV and radio. And Limo, you do love a good intro, don't you?
I do indeed. Yes, please.
Okay. You love it. We love this time of the week because we get to introduce you.
Well, yes.
You did set us a challenge. Yep. The artist that you set the challenge for last week was Dire Straits.
Yeah.
Correct.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Into the
wall.
Into the Limo of life. The Limo of life.
Amazing.
The Limo of Life.
Oh, wow. The Limo of Life.
The Limo of... Okay, look, we're reaching.
Yeah. No, the Limo of Life, though. I tell you, I don't want to get away with myself, but you're making me feel like I could be the leader of some sort of cult. This is, you're really putting a spring in my step, guys.
Yeah, well, you know, it's actually short for LOL, Limo of Life, LOL.
Oh,
there's
the name of the album. We're grappling now with Dire Straits. Give us the next challenge for next week. What else do you like? What other artists?
This works on many levels. Well, Dire Straits, one of my favourite all-time bands, as I mentioned to you, first concert I ever went to was Dire Straits. I'm going to go with another band that is right in my wheelhouse, but I'm sure every single one of your listeners would love this band as well.
Right.
Just, it's an old classic Cold Chisel, guys.
Oh, next week. Boy, okay.
Easy.
I reckon we could do a mega mix.
Yes.
There we go.
Cold Chisel mega mix intro for Limo.
Net level.
There it is. That is the challenge for next week.
Unreal.
Look, if people listening don't like much of what I have to say on this show, at least they get to listen to a good artist at the start of the break.
There you go.
See?
That's what we're doing here.
By us.
You know, guys, I tried to come and visit you all on Friday night. Did you know about this?
Hang on. Excuse me. What did you text? Call.
Well, I had a gig in Sanctuary Cove on Friday night.
How'd they let you in there without my permission?
Well, here's the thing. Hey, tell me, guys, was it raining much on Friday night?
Oh, come on. You know it. actually, no. You wouldn't know, Limo, because around Sanctuary Cove, we always say there's a dome.
Yeah, so climate control.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you about my Friday night. I got on a plane at Melbourne Airport at 1:30 p.m. Friday afternoon.
Yep.
We took off. Oh, no, actually, that's when I left home. The plane eventually left Melbourne about 3 p.m.
Oh.
We took off. We flew for Brisbane. We circled above Brisbane for about an hour.
Mm. Oh.
Not much of a view. Too many clouds in the way.
Yeah.
But we circled, and then the pilot went, yeah, sorry, guys, can't land in Brisbane. We're going to head off to Sydney.
No.
Yes. At which point, I mean, I overheard one bloke. Now, normally passengers on a plane are pretty good in this situation. I actually heard one bloke say, surely they can find a way through. Okay. I was on a plane once where we were diverted and we landed at a different airport because someone had a heart attack on the plane.
Oh.
And when the pilot announced it, there were honestly people on the plane going, oh, great. Good. Yeah, okay. Well, that's ruined my holiday.
Oh, dear.
Some poor bloke's about to die and people are cutting up sick. So we fly back to Sydney. We land in Sydney and then they say, yeah, we're going to be stuck here for at least an hour, hour and a half.
Mm.
And I'm like, so I ring the people at my gig, the lovely Jackie Cooper, the former aerial skiers that doing the gig for. And she said, Limo, the rain is so heavy at Sanctuary Cove that people can't get from their rooms to the venue.
Oh!
Yeah.
Like she said, you couldn't walk a metre without being soaked, as you would well know from the rain on Friday night.
Wow.
So she said, I can't in good conscience make you get here at like 11 o'clock at night. So then I got off the plane in Sydney, got back on another plane, flew home to Melbourne. So that was my day. And I'll tell you what, when I walked in the house at 11:30 Friday night, I gave the wife a shock. She was not expecting me, but not half as shocked as the next door neighbour in bed with her.
Oh, there we go.
Home of comedy with Bridge and Spider, the only place you'll hear Limo.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Even though the NRL has kicked off their first game and also the AFL kick off this weekend, a couple of stories making headlines at the moment. This one I don't really, there's a couple I don't really get. Andrew Johns, and I might be a bit cynical myself, but Andrew Johns saying that his epilepsy could have been caused because of concussion through his footy career. Now, we know there's a big lawsuit going on at the moment between players and concussion.
Yeah.
And obviously the NRL, the AFL is on board as well, and it's happened in the States, in the NFL. But you got to sit there and go, okay, I understand that, okay, he's got epilepsy and he's had to increase certain tablets and medication.
And it's a horrible thing to have. I have friends with it. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. And I played with a guy that had it and he didn't turn up to a game one day because he actually had a fit on the way to the game and they found him in the back streets of Geelong. So really, really bad. But also, you've got to look at the era they played in.
And perhaps lifestyle factors,
well,
right?
Well, after football's, obviously the siren's gone and you've gone out that night, through the 90s and late 80s and early 90s, the players went very, very hard off field. So you got to sit there and go, okay, is it all because of concussion or did you get a bit of a knock and then you influenced it a lot worse by going out for 12 hours straight in certain establishments?
And Joey Johns has admitted this on many an interview with Phil Gould when he opened up and he said he even played on it. And let's not forget in 2015 he was seen like passed out at a Toowoomba airport just being lewd to a poor mother with a little girl. I mean, so, the culture around it's terrible.
So I might be a bit, I don't know, I might not see the picture that they see, but I think, there's other influences that could actually cause this rather than concussion on the field.
Yeah.
And also in the AFL, they don't get off lightly either. Jesse Hogan, he was playing at the Melbourne Football Club in Melbourne, wanted to go home to Fremantle. He's gone home to Fremantle and now suddenly he's got clinical anxiety that brings on drinking. No, because he missed it Sunday's session, training session, because he had a big one on the Saturday night, and now he's going to miss round one. Now,
I'm up to your crap, right?
That's what I think. If you want to go out there and enjoy yourself, you've got to be out, and you're professional sports players.
That's
right. 2 weeks out or a week out from the first season opener, you shouldn't be going that hard anyway. But clinically, if it's clinical anxiety brings on drinking, I have it every Friday night, ready for Friday night footy. So you got to think about that. And let's be honest, is some of these issues actually, are players starting to now hide behind certain issues? And I know we don't know every situation.
Anxiety is definitely an illness for a lot of people.
I know, but if he's saying it's because of drinking, like it causes him to drink, I mean, he needs professional help and go the healthy route if he's a sportsman.
Well, exactly right. I think there's other alternatives. And I think, and we've seen it in the court system, people hiding behind this barrier of clinical anxiety, mental health, whatever it is. So hopefully they can get themselves right and not go down that path anymore. Yeah. But the Suns, as a Suns member, I got a letter from the big heavyweight from Stewie Jew.
Oh, here we go. Here's the name drop. Yeah.
Look at you, so excited. They're talking about they've got 14 new staff, 14 new players. How's this? They've done 2,000 hours of training on the track over the preseason. They've ran close to 13,000 kilometres.
That's brilliant.
Which is pretty much running around Australia. Go around Australia, it's 14,000 k's. So they've pretty much, over the pre-season, ran around Australia.
Safe to say they are the fittest they have ever been.
It's safe to say, this Sunday afternoon at 1:10, Marvel Stadium in Melbourne versus St Kilda. They don't run, forward, back, forward, back, forward, back, I'm going to give up on them on round one.
Hey, don't. I know what he's doing. You want to be labelled with clinical anxiety then so you can drink, right?
Yeah. Slowly but surely. But good luck to the Suns on Sunday. Oh, I just want to see them run. Stewie's giving us a letter saying they're going to run.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
I mean it what I just said. Don't laugh. How much an hour for me?
Look.
I don't understand the question because
it doesn't sound that...
Sound good.
I'm a good friend, right?
Yes, you are a good friend, but you're not that good a friend.
Excuse me. If you had to hire me out for an hour, I'm trying to explain this right. This is your perception, not the reality of this.
Okay.
All right. How much for an hour's friendship with me.
Just to be a friend for an hour.
Like, is this somebody I can, like, if I was to send you down to my Uncle Turtles?
Don't. Okay, look, no, we're going so off track here, and I don't mean to. I actually
just
didn't mean
out,
to. Hang out.
Go to coffee.
Just besties.
Just besties. Yep. I can call you. You can call me and have a chat. Okay. I'm great with advice. All my friends come to me for advice.
Probably give you... Well, I reckon, like, if you're doing a friend like that, you want to go for a coffee with someone and just have a chat, $10?
Oh, come on. Is that all I'm worth? $10 an hour.
Minimum wage is like 23 or
something. Yeah, but this is a bit Mickey Mouse.
Well, look,
like, you're getting nothing out of it other than I'll probably have to shout the coffee as well.
No, advice. I might give you advice in friendship and tell you look good in that Puma shirt, even though I've seen it 20 times.
50?
Thanks, Al.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's good. Well, look,
50.
I want to know if this lady in Varsity Lakes is clever or absolutely, you know, stupid.
Right.
Not stupid, but if she's just kidding herself. Her name's Patricia Clayton. She's from Varsity Lakes.
Mm.
She started up a business where you can rent a friend.
You can rent
a friend. $35 an hour, minimum 2 hours, package day deals. Have a listen.
Friendship service for people that don't have friends, and it's as simple as that.
Wow.
Seriously, is she kidding herself? I mean, here's a guy from Men's Shed last night. And, of course, they gather and make toys and they do a lot of things and they have a good chat. The Men's Shed Association, I love those guys. This is what one of the guys from Men's Shed had to say.
If you're paying money for someone, they're not your friend. They're just somebody who's making money out of a business.
Mm. Exactly. That's what I reckon. I mean, if you've got to pay for friendship, don't go there. I know some people like that and just want to cut away. Just talk.
They said we were friends.
I get that. But I don't get this situation. I think it's a bit of a money-making racket.
Bit of a rip-off.
Just personally, in my opinion, because just join a club, whatever it is, bridge club, knitting club, whatever, the Men's Shed. Because
lawn bowls.
Well, I thought about it, though, and I thought, what value would I put to myself as a friend? No, seriously, you think how much money for listening to your drunk friend having a deep and meaningful that they can't even remember and they've got you on the phone for hours. Or that friend where they've broken up with someone and you say how much, you know, the ex was an idiot and then they get back with them and you've wasted all that time.
Penalty rates.
How, what about the minding their kids or the Ubers to and from their parties?
Yeah.
Imagine if you added all that up.
Yep.
But I did pay a friend $70 an hour to be my friend. I have done that.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
What's this
It was my personal trainer, and I'd pay him $70 an hour, and then we'd start off before training having a beer at the beach, and then we'd end up a six-pack, and then we'd just sit on the beach and not train. And I said to him, we're at a crossroads. You're not my trainer, obviously, anymore, because we're sitting on the beach drinking beer, so you're pretty crap at being a trainer. So I'm not paying you $70 an hour. So are you going to be my friend for the rest of my life? Otherwise, I'm dumping you right now. He's my friend. He's free.
Yeah.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
I love this guy on the Gold Coast at Hope Island. He's known as the Dancing Domino. With Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
You know the poor guys and girls that actually have to go out there and shake the signs.
Do the sandwich boards.
Sandwich boards, and sometimes you just think the poor things, and people beep at them, and they just look like their life is over.
Yeah. I always beep at them, give them away.
No, you give them away.
Them.
That's right. You give them some encouragement. Well, there's this bloke, bless him, and he works for the Hope Island Dominoes, and he dances on the street with it. He is an absolutely great dancer. He's awesome. He wants to do musical cabaret. And he just does the splits with his sign and struts up and down. Here's a lady in her car filming the Dancing Domino. Have a listen.
This guy literally makes my life. Stop it.
It's a big thing in the States, I think, that they all do it. But how good?
It's good. It's just making the most out of your job. And apparently that Domino's profits have doubled. Everyone's going in to support him, which I think is an awesome cause. But that's making the most out of a pretty crap job, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, those jobs are kind of, you've got to do to get you through. Well, McLeod newsreader.
Yes.
What job did you have to do just to get you through? Mm. Was there any job you had to do just to peg through?
I've got to confess, I've started and finished my entire working career in radio. I didn't actually have a full-time job, but if I had the chance... Yeah, really.
Not even like as a teenager when you were
16? Not even as a teenager. Oh, look, I tried to get into the Lismore Workers Club as a barman, but that failed because they knew how much I like a drink. But
I was a dish pig.
Yeah.
I was a Chiefs pick.
A lot of them.
Friday, Saturday night. Mm. Used to sit there for hours. Start at 10, finish at 2.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people have done those jobs. 13, 27, 10. Those jobs you've had to do just to get you through. You got a chance to win a couple of tickets to the GC Laughs Festival, which is on now till March 24 at Hotter.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
We love the dancing domino at Hope Island, 18 years of old. His name is Josh Brabham, and he wants a career in musical theatre, but his job, he's making the most of it, is shaking the signs. It's amazing they still let the kids do this.
Yeah.
Outside the pizza places, and they just don't know what to do with the signs. So he's taken it next level, and he dances with it.
Mm.
And it's awesome, and he does the splits and pats his bum and does all these awesome moves. He can dance. Mm. And it's a great idea, and he's making the most out of it. Pretty crap job.
Well, he's making the most out of a position where, you know, it's something to get him through to something that he wants to do. Rob McLeod's always been radio. He hasn't had to do it. I was a dish pig for a few years. Al, were you ever...
Yeah, I've had to do some fairly ordinary things. So my first radio job in country New South Wales, part of my job was to clean the general manager's car.
Wow.
Was it?
Yes, every week.
Morning, Rod. He might want us to clean his car.
Oh, yeah. At 15, I had to clean Dad's dental surgery and all the equipment he'd used all day.
Oh.
That was revolting.
Mm.
But it was the performance art, getting told to pee off all the time in Brisbane, like Queen Street Mall, basically busking doing performance art.
Oh. Right.
Could you imagine?
Got you through, though.
Got me through, exactly. Not really.
Darren in Ashmore, what do you have to do? What job did you do to get you through?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I don't know if you remember or not. Next to the Carrara Market, there used to be a driving range, a two-story driving range.
Yeah.
There. And we used to pick up, we got paid to pick up the golf balls of a night time, and then the boss used to paint targets on the back of our helmets.
Because I must admit, though, when you are at a driving range, 100% you have a crack at whoever's trying to pick up the golf
ball. That is so dangerous. You can't do that. Bob and Rabina, what job did you have to do just to make ends meet?
Good morning, guys. 30-odd years ago, I got a job as a grave digger.
No.
And then and then I got a big promotion, which I thought it was good. I got promoted to the crematorium pushing the buttons.
No! It's your fault.
But no, mind you, that was a huge promotion. That was unbelievable. And at the end of it, I end up doing 20 years in a hospital in the city doing post-mortems.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Well, that'll get you through.
That is
digging the 6-foot ditch.
Oh. Yes. Thanks for your call, Bob.
Oh, we got Mick in Upper Coomera. Mick, now, what's this? You used to travel around Australia, not doing radio, doing rodeo.
Radio, yes. I was a bull rider when I was a young fellow and was lucky enough to follow my dream and travel around Australia for nearly 20 years doing that. So, We did anything and everything we could to make a dollar just to get to the next radio. So, some pretty interesting jobs along the way.
What's one of them you did?
Beg pardon?
What's one of the jobs you did?
Okay, I worked in a small abattoir. So my job was to collect the hides off the animals when they were peeled off. And scrape any flesh that was left off them, scrape the flesh off and put them in a big pile so they went to the tannery.
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, Mick, a couple of tickets. You need a laugh after being subjected to that. Go to the GC Laughs Festival happening till the 24th of March at Hotter. Tickets at gclaughs.com.au. Thanks for your call, Mick.
Fantastic, thank you.
Oh, yuck.
7:18.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
GC Laughs Festival at Hotter, March 17 to 24. Tickets from gclaughs.com.au. Uncovering the funniest everyday Gold Coasters.
May I have your attention, please?
Please stand up. Bridge and Spiders, so you think you're a stand-up. Goal 92.5.
Well, we did uncover the Gold Coast funniest rookie comedian, so you think you're a stand-up. He is Noah. He's from Surfers Paradise. He's a bricklayer. Oh, actually, he's an apprentice brickie.
Yeah.
An apprentice.
He's a brickie.
He's a brickie, but he's our apprentice.
Yeah.
So what we're doing, as we know, he has won the spot for this Saturday night as part of the Gold Coast Laughs Festival, treading the boards with these massive acts and with them in the crowd watching him as This is a money cannot buy experience. This could change his career, his life, his trajectory forever.
Yep.
It is massive. So we thought we better get the top of the pops, the really good, incredible comedians, as part of the Gold Coast Laughs Festival to give him some advice as well.
Best thing to do.
So we've got Noah with us right now. Noah, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Very excited. Very excited.
Are you known around town, your workmates, Noah the Bricky? Because that's how we know you now. Noah the Bricky, the comedian. You've got billboards.
Hey.
Everyone keeps saying that. Everyone keeps saying, why are they calling you that? You're just still an apprentice, isn't it? Bricky yet?
Contrary.
Yeah, okay. Noah the apprentice.
Yeah.
Well, you're our apprentice too. So we have... some incredible advice from a lot of comedians to help you out through this next phase. Now, a standout from the Gold Coast Laughs Festival, the gala. We all loved Dusty Rich, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the South African. He was incredible. Well, he's got some.
Awesome.
He's got some advice for you, Noah.
There's no way you can study stand-up comedy. It's not about a studious or you know, like an intellectual thing. It's not about that. It's about connection. Especially nowadays, stand-up comedy is about personality. It's about et cetera, et cetera. Make it palatable and don't worry about. Don't watch comedy. That's your first thing, man. We have too many comedians that are exactly the same.
Yeah, I agree.
I try and just be as odd and weird and also your opinions also don't matter. Don't take your because there's a lot of comedians that are like opinionated.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Get on and say, hey, this is how you should live your life. And you're like, bro, you're basically on the doll.
Yeah.
You're one joke away from the doll. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell me what I should live my life like.
It's Dusty Rich.
What do you think about that? And it is true. Do you watch a lot of comedy? You don't want to blend into all these comedians.
Yeah.
Where you're not memorable. Yeah. You have to stand out.
Yeah, no, that's definitely good advice. You just got to be different, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And also somebody else who's filling the bill there on over the next week as well, Fiona O'Loughlin, she is there. So she's got a little bit of advice for you as well.
All you need is three things. You need funny bones and balls. So that's three things.
Okay.
But it's the hardest thing to do in the beginning because you don't know what to do because you can't learn it anywhere. Like, you can only learn on a stage, and it's clunky and it's awkward, but if you've got the balls to hold your gaze, but you know you've got funny bones, that's what I love about this game, that there's no board of directors that says, you can't come in. Well, I just did.
Well, Noah the Bricky, have you got the two?
Apprentice,
have you got the two?
Hopefully.
Now, while that sinks in, we've got something else for you. Just sink in a little bit, Noah. We took on Fiona's advice that the only way to really practice is to be on a stage, is to tread the boards and to be in front of a live audience. You said to me the other night, you've just been practicing in front of a mirror. So I hope your uncle, who is in charge of the business there that you work for, do you reckon you can take tomorrow off because we have an audience for you to do your first stand-up in front of?
Yes, we do.
That's unreal.
All
That's
right.
Awesome. Well, who is the audience, Bridge?
Okay. It's an eager audience.
Yes.
It's at our staff meeting here at work, and we have over 150
Let's say 200.
200 people here at work.
And we know accounting have absolute funny bones written all over them.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
And you can guarantee they won't walk out halfway through because they all have to stay there for sausage rolls and meat pies at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Do I get some?
Sure.
Well, it depends on how good you are.
As long as they're given to you and not thrown at you. That's a massive difference, Noah. So are you up for the challenge just to get you some flying hours tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oi!
Yay!
Cool.
The apprentice.
No, he's the Bricky. Try hard, Bricky.
We're going to record this too. We're going to record your performance and then play it back on Thursday on the show.
Awesome.
He's up for it. Hey, good luck.
Oh, thank you.
So you think you're a stand-up Noah the Bricky from Surfers Paradise.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
If it's hot,
she's a master in the kitchen.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
And trending.
This is a profound honor.
As a woman in music,
it's on Bridges' feed.
Well, you can't impeach somebody that's doing a great job.
Okay, look, for a change with Married at First Sight, I'm not going to focus on the crazy family members, the cheating, the affair, the scandals, all of that stuff.
Is there anything
else
to it? Yes. Oh, okay.
Yes, finally we see another side to Jules and Cam. Now, let me set this up. First of all, they all go and meet all their family together and have lunch and whatever and blah, blah, blah. And Jess's dad's really full on. And I tell you what, Cam, who is a lovely guy, he's the ex-cricketer, he's the only one that seems to really be in love with Jules.
Yeah.
There's no way he could deal with Jess's dad because he's an ex-boxer and he had quite a few choice words to say to Mick.
Oh, really?
Partner.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But we met him up here a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, we did.
Dropper? Yeah, you did.
Yep.
You don't reckon they're going to last the distance,
No, I've declared they've got no idea.
They were all over each other.
Oh, now, fakely.
Fakely. Mm-hmm.
You were?
So...
In Spider's fakely. Dictionary.
There you go.
It's not very big.
No. You're on fire, huh? Yay.
He's just setting them up.
He is, is he? Knocking them down. Oh, I love it. Okay, now this is really odd last night. Now, I knew this in the build-up. Everyone knew there was a big crying scene last night. Now, Jules and Cam are the ones that are in love. They're going to move in together. And quite frankly, everyone's saying now they're getting a bit smarmy. It's a bit, you know... We're in love and you guys aren't,
Look at me, look at me.
I don't know. So anyway, I think they've had a discussion and gone, we need more air time. We need the cameras to hang around a bit more.
Okay.
All we're showing is the light. We need some shade. We need the yin to the yang. We need the salt to the pepper.
Yeah, the oyster and the pearl.
Yeah, and the guy and the girl. What do you got?
A perfect match.
What's happening? So anyway, this was really weird. They were affected by the commitment ceremony. So they were affected by other couples, not them. They get on the couch and they smugly say, we're in love, we're going to live together.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the drama on the outside, the drama, the next day they let it affect them.
Oh, okay. What do you mean?
Exactly. Have a listen first to Jules. This is Jules being a bit upset.
For the drama going on, it's draining. This becomes your world and your focus, and you start thinking about it and you get emotionally invested in it.
When Jill's upset, I'm upset. And we sort of run our emotions heavy off each other.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's dramatic. Come on. I don't mean to be cynical.
No.
But you're happy, you're smug, you're in love, you're moving in together, what's the point? What is going on? But Cam, poor Cam, her partner, he was trying to say something to the camera, but unfortunately...
He didn't.
Well, I thought he's about to tell everyone there's a death in the family. Have a listen.
We've probably never even...
Oh, honey. Oh,
Peter, don't.
Shh. Oh, wow.
Come here.
I couldn't possibly continue on here. The memories.
Oh, boy.
Look, I got to be careful. I am all for men crying, but that was out of proportion. Oh. Why are you crying that hard? You, like, literally cannot breathe, just wetting Jules' shoulder because he's shorter than it. With tears.
Have you gone to the beer fridge on a Friday night and it's empty?
Oh, come on.
Peter.
Come on. Seriously, have you ever cried like that?
Oh, please.
What do you think about it?
That's a joke.
Because everyone was saying it must be a death in the family or something, and he cries because of that. It's got to be because they want more airtime. Anyway, bless them. Let's not be cynical. Let's move on. Are you ready for this? This was huge last night. Okay. Did anyone see Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Me neither. Okay. Never will.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Hey, a brand new member of the Bridge and Spider Breakfast Show. He joins you guys tomorrow, his first day on air tomorrow.
Hang on, but it's time for us to be a bit sentimental, Al. And shall we say we put the mental in sentimental, but cue the music.
You're right.
It's tough. Look,
it's been an on
goodbye's
and off.
Goodbye's the hardest word.
Yeah.
On again, off again.
I don't like goodbyes.
No, and you've come back for more. You broke up with us and then you came back and you said, oh, we'll be good friends with you again.
Look, it's
and
not
it
you guys.
It's been more than friends.
It's not you guys.
You said you just wanted to hold our hand.
It's me.
Is it you?
It's me.
Really? You're breaking up with us.
No, but new member to the Breakfast Show. Tomorrow, but, yes.
We're moving on pretty fast. Yes. You are so dumb. Next.
Everybody meet Ben Wood, who's going to be the brand new anchor of the Bridge and Spider Breakfast
Show. This thing on? Hello?
Hello.
We've traded you for a younger model, Al.
Oh, yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I feel like a bit of a cougar.
You are, yes.
I am.
Welcome, Betty.
Thank you, thank you. Bridge, I think we need to keep the desk between us if that's how things are going to kick off.
You don't want a creepy old cougar. That's a HR problem. Remember, it's only sexual harassment if I'm ugly.
I think they've updated the compliance training system.
Yeah, that wasn't in the video.
So, a bit of your background, Ben. Yeah, congratulations and welcome to the Gold Coast.
Oh, well, welcome back to the Gold Coast. I used to live here and I've been around the country doing some radio here and there in Melbourne. And you would have heard me with Luke and Margo on the Rush Hour the last couple of years as well.
Oh, brilliant.
Yep. So, hopefully, not too unfamiliar. But yeah, I'm stoked to be here with you guys, getting up nice and early.
Oh, good luck with that. You've never done these hours, have you?
I've been told you do this makeup every day, Bridge.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and Spider wears his good t-shirts every day.
You're a good BS artist. We've learnt that already. Yeah. That's great. Well, look, you know, being a new member to the team.
Yeah. Yes.
We love it.
We do. There's nothing like a bit of initiation. Let's put it this way.
I smell a stitch up already.
Well, it's just tradition, isn't it? An initiation on a new member of the team.
No different when you join a football club or you're going to that first year in year seven. There's always an initiation some way.
What was yours, Al?
When I first arrived here at Gold 92.5, I had to chewed into a really hot chili. Yeah. It was really hot. I had like 3 good bites of it. And then it just 5 seconds later, bang.
Well, you're not that bright, really, then, is it? Because you're the one who put the chili in your mouth.
I know. Yeah, I know.
We told you it was a capsicum or something.
Says a lot about me.
Well, we have confirmed that, too, over the last few
years. Okay.
No, we love working with you.
It's all about Ben now, right?
We have loved working with you, buddy. We really have.
Thank you,
Bridge.
You
don't want us, so that's okay.
Thank you. It's not you guys. It's me. Yeah.
Thanks for wanting us, Ben.
You're going to have a lot of fun. You will laugh a lot. There's no doubt about that. So the initiation, what are we going to do? We're going to put something up on our Facebook page.
I think so because we're one family, the Gold FM family. So we'll put that up on our Facebook page and people can put in their ideas. And then tomorrow we'll have an initiation for Ben.
Yes.
Do I get to have a say in this?
Well,
if you get onto 92.5 Gold FM Facebook page, by all means.
Here's the loaded question. What don't you like?
I don't like being showered with gifts and money.
And beer.
I see what you're doing.
I don't like free cars and all that sort of stuff.
I mean,
it would just be the worst.
You're starting to sound like Al.
No. Hey, Ben, welcome. You're going to have a lot of fun with Bridge and Spider and looking forward to hearing you on the show tomorrow and the initiation.
Yeah.
So hit us up at our Gold 92.5 Facebook page. Nelly in next. See you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.